from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. On the Fan, 99.5 HD2, Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080am, the Fan, and you YouTube animals on youtube.com/1080am, the Fan. Party on, party people. File this under, hey, this is fine. Everything's fine. Things are good.
You told me this, and I was just like, the more you said, the more it became like a Mad Lib.
Yeah. So August 1st, which is not ideal, Colorado special teams coordinator Trevor Riley stepped down from his post. Mm. And as we are gearing up for the official start of the college football season, I think we've got now 9 days until that first Saturday slate is full of football games and Colorado will kick off their season against North Dakota State. We have an article from Sports Illustrated, and Jeff Hauser, Jason Jones bring us this little nugget here that Trevor Riley stepped down because he was at odds with the administration at Colorado. He says, there's no bad feelings between anyone with the program. This has to do with the Colorado's administration mm-hmm. here. So this isn't Dion he's mad at.
So it just tells you that everything is, in fact, yeah. dysfunctional at Colorado.
Yeah. Or did the Colorado administration have a right to be like, what are you doing there, bud?
Sure.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no oversight or control here.
In a conversation with Sports Illustrated, Riley said, and I quote, the arrangement was that because I did all the NIL work at Jackson with Dion at Jackson State, and got us through, you guys would pay me a modest salary, make me the special teams coordinator, which would have freed up time for me to handle some of the NIL activities. He said that he wrote to administrators, you paid me $90,000 a year and let me handle special teams. I did all this work in your name and was told to pursue it. I burned through all my contacts in the Mormon community, which is worth about $3 trillion. Now I can't get these people to answer my phone calls because I just found out today that none of my endeavors will happen. I even went to Saudi Arabia and got a meeting with the Saudis who were interested in pursuing business. I have email receipts to prove it, and you guys let it fall flat on its face. During the holiday season, Trevor Riley went to Saudi Arabia and met with the Saudis to see if they'd be interested in the PIF. Remember, LIV Golf, anybody? Having the PIF bankroll Colorado's NIL.
I brought this up like 2-3 months ago about the idea of essentially, it was when we had Pat Chun on. When we had him on at UW, when we followed that up, there was a thing I brought up about the general idea of not only private investment, but the idea of schools, universities, programs turning public. And yeah. I don't mean like public-facing universities. I mean as stocks. Because that's the kind of thing you're talking about here. Like the Saudi investment fund is not going to just look at this as a bankroll and use it for advertising. They're looking at this as like an investment. This is a thing where if they're giving money to this, this is money that Colorado would then probably use to go buy land or properties or things that gain tangible interest and investment. Yeah. And it basically becomes kind of sports washing, dirty Saudi money, which
is exactly what the PIF does.
Yes. And this is going to happen one way or the other in the NBA and in the NFL. It's already happening in a loose fashion.
Well, the Saudi government holds stake in Chelsea, mm-hmm. Newcastle United, LIV Golf, Formula One, the professional tennis mm-hmm. tour. They've got money
in sports
everywhere.
And the thing is, in their holdings, you'll never be able to prove it, but in their holdings, those companies have money in sports.
Yeah.
And that's a way for them to kind of get in those backroom deals. And the reason why the Saudis would even listen to somebody from Colorado is it's a Power Five program that once you get in, you can get into one, you can get into another. And the big part about this is when you're talking about these, particularly as investment funds, the foreign investment funds, this is a thing that's been happening all over this country. And regardless of where you are politically, these funds are going around and they are buying up land.
Yes.
Like that is a real thing that is happening. And if you don't think that they're going to try to expose every possible loophole possible, like, oh no, we're just doing this as part of a NIL collective. It's like, well, then why do you own $3 billion worth of land?
Well, and I think this is the issue that Colorado, and I think their administration takes exception to, is we don't want to do business with them because they may be bankrolling us at the beginning. They're going to want their money back eventually.
Somehow.
How do we repay the Saudi government
mm-hmm.
their money and continue to bankroll our athletic department? I understand everything why an administrator, whether it's AD Rick George or their university president or their board of trustees, are like, no.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You want to have blood money, first of all, from the Saudis.
Yeah.
Because we know what it comes from. But now you want to get into that bed? Because once you get into it, there's no getting out.
No. And that is where I think colleges, public universities in the United States, I think they're going to stay away from this as much as they possibly can. Because think of that, man. Think of, you are a public university, University of Colorado, and you take money in grants and you take a lot of money from the United States government, and you're going to turn around and be like, hey, by the way, we're also taking money from the Saudi Arabian government in their public investment fund.
Mm-hmm.
That's where public universities, I think, no chance in hell.
The private ones can do this because their books are closed.
And how out to lunch is this guy to be like, you know what? That's it. The Mormon Church, which apparently he was reaching out to as well, that's going to be a ridiculously hard one to get past a lot of your boosters, boards of trustees, mm-hmm. university president, stakeholders in the state of Colorado.
Not only that, Utah and BYU, the Mormon groups have come together and given a truckload of money to BYU recently.
Yeah, I wonder why they get a commitment from the top recruit in college basketball.
Mm.
Huh.
It's weird. They got two top 10 guys. A number one transfer and then a number one guy or a top 10 guy in this class. It's like
all of the walk-ons are now getting NIL deals.
Huh.
See, this is what, but little golf clap for outside the box thinking.
Yeah, enterprising star here. I mean, like, the guy got the meeting and went to Saudi Arabia and, you know,
yeah,
saw one of the princes of the sheikhs. Like,
but then you also go, yep, understand why he got forced out the door by the University of Colorado, because they don't want to be tied up in that. And this is also another step of the dysfunction with the University of Colorado football program. It's coming hot and heavy from every single direction. All of the negative attention for the University of Colorado. They're trying to keep up with the Joneses. They know they need to keep up with the Joneses. That ain't the way to do it, boss. That was an eye-opener to see today.
Well, here's the thing. Colorado's a mess at every level. A university that's not will pursue this. They will pursue this.
It won't be a public institution, though.
No,
public institution.
This kind of goes in line with what I was talking about the other day with Tulane. Little private school all of a sudden that has an insane amount. And not only that, where's Tulane?
Nolens.
Okay. What's that part of the world famous for? Is it oil? And all the pipelines and everything else that's going down there? What are the Saudis? What is all their money from?
Yeah. I just,
I'm not saying Tulane, but it would not surprise me to see some private school go, hell, SMU, Texas. Just another, like, if all of a sudden, because they don't have to open their books, but if all of a sudden they have more NIL than God, and I mean, they become in the biggest swing in you know what on the planet, and in the sense of like.
But what's in it for the PIF, what's the public investment fund, which is how they bankroll all of their sports and, you know, as you said, launder their money.
To me, it's land. It's land. That's what
land.
It is.
They get the land, but what happens with the sales of it? Like where the risk benefit of being one of these universities, you're going to have to pay. They don't just give money away for free.
No.
Like we're learning this with all the Liv guys
who
are like, all of those contracts, they're not,
unbreakable.
They're not ironclad. The way that we thought they were. They're not the way that they were portrayed to the public either. And all of a sudden, we get all this money up front, but now we don't get our winnings in the tournaments. So basically, we're playing all these tournaments for free, but we got our money up front.
Hey.
It's not always how it seems when you start doing these business dealings, because they're also in it for making money as well.
Yeah, because that investment fund is one of the most successful hedge funds on the planet.
Oof.
That to me is the thing that's in it for them. It's land. It's always that's what those investment funds. That's what they're doing all around the world.
And
they're buying up land.
At that point, the United States government comes in and they say, "No,
it's happening all over the country."
No,
so
yeah, and it's not just Saudi Arabia, China too.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia, China, a couple of the former Russian. Couple of
oligarchs.
The former Soviet Union nations.
Yeah.
That have dumb money. But yeah.
Hot damn.
That's crazy.
Man. Yeah, so another one. Quite the offseason for Deion Sanders. When do you think they start their buyer's remorse? They haven't hit that threshold.
No, the
yet.
Money's still coming in.
Money's still coming in. Attention.
Negative or otherwise, it's still there.
Yeah. And if they win games this year, we'll all be forgotten.
Yeah. I think so.
The misdeeds.
Because they went from in death, irrelevant. They weren't just bad, they were irrelevant.
Yeah.
There was nothing about that university.
It just feels like we've gotten to the point where that old adage of all publicity is good publicity.
That's not the truth.
That is not the truth, and we are seeing that is so outdated.
Yeah. Noah Lyles, take heed.
And we are now looking at Colorado, the shine is officially off, and the gloves have come off with everybody around it. And like, we got this text on the Vancouver Ford text line. I'm going to hate watch and root against Colorado so hard this season.
Yeah.
They didn't get the money from the Saudis, by the way. They didn't. And that's what made this guy upset. He said administration let it fall flat on their face. I wonder why they would have gone, I'll be damned. You know what? Maybe this isn't somebody that we want here. Maybe not. All right, I got a little college football grab bag for you. Arkansas's defensive coordinator, he had a breakdown of the hotness in college football all last season. And we have the least expecting guy in college, actually second. He's second least, only to Dabo Swinney. The least expecting person has been suspended for tampering in the recruiting portal. Next on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, Cy's still making money off this song.
I mean, the royalties on it are insane.
Yeah. Bumps, man.
Yeah. All right. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz and assistant coach John Budmaier have been suspended for the season opener against Illinois State for a recruiting violation late in 2022. Ferentz stepped in it because Cade McNamara entered the transfer portal from Michigan and 3 days later committed to the University of Iowa, which seems like a very quick decision there.
Right.
Especially when you're a quarterback, you're like, you know where I want to be?
Iowa.
So I think that was the first red flag that the NCAA saw. They were like, hey, wait a minute. Quarterbacks don't go to Iowa. Why would he want to go to Iowa? Hmm. Well, Kirk Ferentz did something that Jim Harbaugh, Cade McNamara's former coach at Michigan, would never do, hasn't done, and won't do. He admitted to it.
I tell our players, you know, we abide by the rules, and in this specific case, I did not do that. I made a mistake during the recruiting process. I want to apologize to our players, coaching staff, university leadership, and our incredible fans. 26 years as a head coach. This is the first potential level 2 violation that I've had, and it won't happen again. It's my plan to coach the team during the week, and as of midnight next Friday, I'll be removed for 24 hours. Won't be in the stadium with them. And, you know, so that's the plan. Seth Wallace will be the acting head coach during the day next week, Saturday. And I'm confident he and the entire staff will do a great job on that. Again, there aren't many details that we can really share, unfortunately, until this matter is closed. But I did feel it was important to stand up in front of all of you and acknowledge when I had done something wrong. You know, basically, you face the repercussions, and then we'll move forward with our season, and that's our plan at this point. So, that being said, I just want to take this opportunity to ask Beth to say a few words.
How about that from Kirk Ferentz? He owns it.
Talk about it was a little weird in the sense of like, but you're talking about it right now, buddy.
Yeah, he started off with, we tell our guys all the time, we play by the rules, except for when I'm trying to get a quarterback to save our putrid offense. Mm. He owned something, which he refused to own when his son was the defensive coordinator.
Hmm.
Remember that? It was like, oh, well, all right.
Also, I will remove myself for 24 hours.
That is a stern punishment there. Whole 24 hours.
Whole 24 hours.
Against Illinois State. How about that? So he said, tampering, yep, did it. Really doesn't pan out for us, but yeah, we did it. You got me. So good. We have another tampering case, and maybe Kalen DeBoer will be the next person to step up and have to give one of these apologies, because there was a kicker, and we got kicker tampering, and Chuck Martin is the head coach at Miami of Ohio. Did you know that? Cradle of Coaches, Miami of Ohio.
Mm.
He stepped up and he goes, hey, Bama, what's the deal?
Mm. All right, special teams, lost your kicker. Carter McLaughlin.
We didn't lose him. He's at Alabama. We know
yeah,
exactly.
I understand.
We know exactly
that.
Where he's at. Like, you media people, it's all pretend. Like, no, Alabama stole our kicker.
They illegally
recruited our kicker and stole him from us. And like, that's a fact. But that's how. But we act like it's not. We live in this la la world. Like, hey, let's not talk. Goodness. I don't know why everybody knows what's going on. So, yeah, Alabama stole our kicker. A couple other schools tried to steal it, but then they. Okay, what's the question?
Let's talk about.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
yes.
In fairness, the year before, Alabama tried to steal Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo illegally.
Yeah.
So
Nick Saban admitted to it.
Said it on
the NFL's draft broadcast.
Yeah. Well, we tried to go to Toledo and we tried to convince him to leave and enter the portal. It's like, Nick, that's the literal one thing you can't do.
The only thing you can't do.
How close is Toledo to Miami?
About pretty close. Well, Ohio, Miami, yeah. Ohio. Very close. It's some action, baby.
So look, man, Alabama's got a place that they know where they want to go steal people from.
Now, I've been criticized a lot for watching too much Maction football. Mm. And by too much, I mean any Maction football. But I do on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. I'll watch me some Maction. Are we starting to find out that, hey, by the way, a lot of talented players there. Bama tried to get the corner, couldn't get him. Graham Nicholson, the kicker for Alabama this year.
It's a three-hour drive.
Three-hour drive. Alabama came in, stole him away.
I definitely could not have told you where Miami, Ohio University was.
I have no idea where it is. I know Toledo's up north, and you said how long is it? 3 hours?
Yes.
So that means it's got to be like on the south end of the state?
Indeed, and all it's right on the border with Indiana.
Okay. All right.
Well, and Toledo's literally up on the border with Michigan. So it's like it's about damn near about as far apart as you can get in that state.
Huh.
So
Ohio, not a big state. Only 3 hours to drive across.
It's a north south. It's probably about the same to drive across, maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Do we expect Kalen DeBoer to step aside for his week one opponent?
Who do they have?
I don't know. I know week two they have Wisconsin.
Yeah, they play somebody real north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, they will be going there. Yeah,
to Camp Randall.
They're going to Camp Randall, which is probably the big. Oh, they got Western Kentucky. Kalen DeBoer's not going to do that.
No.
And by the way, this was 2 years ago. Mm. So we're looking at 2026. Is when Kalen DeBoer will step away for 24 hours when they play, like, the Citadel.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe if they expedite this thing, maybe they expedite the process a little bit, maybe it'll be, like, for their right before they play the Iron Bowl. Mercer. They got Mercer.
There you go.
They got Mercer wedged in between LSU and Oklahoma. Maybe that's when you can see Kalen DeBoer be like, you know what? I'm going to suspend myself for 24 hours. And it will be an hour after kickoff, and then my 24 hours will be up on that next Sunday. You know, that's how long I'm stepping away for. And really, it's a brilliant play by a head coach if he were to do it that way, because you get to go through the pregame warmups, you get to start the game as a coach, and then you just start breaking down that film for Oklahoma the next week.
I do love the Vancouver text line. I cannot wait until the interim coach is in tears after beating Illinois State, screaming how he did it all for Kurt. Sharon Moore. For those that are, he was in tears when he stepped in for Jim Harbaugh.
And you know what? Like, everybody was shocked when, you know, Michigan ran the ball the entire second half. Iowa fans would be like, that was a pretty standard second half of football we didn't even throw the ball once. That was pretty standard.
They just completely opened the offense up.
They just throw.
It was all Kirk Ferentz the entire time.
I guess the other guy's a receivers coach. Yeah. So it's like you get those two guys. You get those two guys suspended for one game, and they just whip the ball around against Illinois State.
42 points. More points than they scored in 6 weeks.
And then they have like a 14-9 win the next week, and they're like, yeah, we're back, baby.
I was back, baby.
We are back, baby.
All right, coming up next is our worst day on the web, and we're going to go to the other side of the world for, it's a terrible place. But first, it's Big Kahuna Sports on Update.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
In a world where things just, you know, keep getting worse, I saw this and I was like, this has to be a joke, right? No, it turns out it's not. The Taliban has fired hundreds of police officers for failing to be able to grow a beard.
Ha 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 ha. I'm here to tell you, I would have been fired from working at the Taliban if I didn't start before I was like 39 years old.
This is tongue-in-cheek terrible because us leaving Afghanistan, like, I don't care where you sit politically, us just leaving a giant power vacuum in Afghanistan created a whole heaping amount of problems.
Yeah.
Most of all being the Taliban is fully in charge of Afghanistan now.
They sure are.
And they are imposing Sharia law. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, that means, according to their version of Islam and their Sharia law, that all men over the age of 18 shall have or be growing a beard that is longer than the size of a fist.
Wait, so like from your chin, you got to go down and it's got to go that long? Mm-hmm. I'd be fired. I don't think I could do that.
They have fired barbers
all
over the provinces that were giving cuts and cleans and trims because they felt it to be against Sharia law.
Really?
Indeed.
Now, when you say they couldn't grow them, is there like a thick level of thickness that you have to have?
No,
it's just like you could just have the scragglers, because I could have done that. It just would have looked horrific.
Well, here's
but I could have kept my job.
Here's the thing. Even scraggly beard, look, this is going to sound mildly racist, but in that region, if you were from that region,
okay,
the likelihood is even the scraggliest of beards is going to be more than most people can grow here. Just genetically.
Yeah.
You get a
built
thick,
for it.
Yeah, you're built for it. That's just the way it goes. Now, you might be from another region of the world where, let's say, what people probably don't know is that there's a lot of Mongol lineage in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And in that case, not very hairy.
Yeah.
But if you're of more Arab descent, then yeah, you can grow it pretty easily.
Grow a solid beard.
I mean, honestly, they could grow some of the best.
Yeah.
It's a thick, hardy beard, only rivaled by Vikings.
Hmm. So these guys just had the inability to grow that facial hair?
Yeah. Mohabullah Makulis, the director of planning legislation at the Taliban ministry, told a press conference in Kabul that 281 beardless officers, wow, just be called out because you're beardless, were identified, confirmed, and dismissed from the country's security services.
Dang. Well, that sucks. That's a tough way to get fired.
Mm, right?
It's like I didn't
show up.
Failure
to grow a beard?
I didn't show up late. I mean, I showed up every day. I worked hard. I was a really good police officer. Just couldn't grow that beard. Just couldn't grow that beard. That was it.
The hairstyles of 450 military mujahideen were corrected to comply with Sharia law as well, as some who repeated the hairstyle violation were sent to military courts to have it dealt with.
Like, do they give you like a time frame where you can grow this thing out? Or do you have
basically, if you're over 18,
it seems like a problem with the hiring process, to be honest.
Like, well, I mean, so particularly with the younger generation, unless you've been radicalized, maybe the wrong word, but I mean, as it pertains to the Taliban, it's not, you're growing that thing pretty soon.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have it, it means you've been kind of in conflict with Sharia law.
Oh, great.
And it's kind of paints a target on you.
I would like to, like, there's a lot to unpack here. This is, all of a sudden, I laughed at the beginning, and now I'm like, this is far more serious.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. And then in the same press conference, they announced that they have destroyed 21,328 musical instruments as well. Not in compliance with Sharia law. Afghanistan! Why were we there?
What instruments can you not play?
I think there's only like three that are acceptable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
They pull away from God.
The
instruments,
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anytime you sit there and you're like, you know what? America's crumbling.
Look, man, this is why
I
argue with anybody who's right or left on the political spectrum. You have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no earthly idea of what it's actually like outside.
And when you get
country.
All fired up of something you see on Twitter, you're like, well.
On my rights. You want to go somewhere where your lack of beard gets you fired?
Yeah.
Or, I don't care if you identify as he, him, they. Your facial hair will keep you from being employed.
That's absolutely right.
Or whether or not you like a guitar. Forget what sex you like. A guitar.
Hmm. Yeah, probably that would suck. That would suck. And when you get fired up over something on Twitter, just be thankful that we live in a country where we can see that. You know, because a lot of places that you get all upset, and look, there's a lot of dumb people that fire off stupid tweets every day, all day,
and on social media. It feels like it's their job.
It really does. Some folks, you go, where do you find the time? You're up all the time firing this stuff off. But at least we live in a country where we have the ability to have that freedom
to
of
play
speech.
Guitar.
Unlike, and play the keytar.
Yeah.
Play keytar if you want.
Unlike Jaleel Ahmad, a former guitar teacher in Herat, recounted how morality forces, yes, morality forces exist here. If you're not familiar with them, go Google morality forces in
like
Iran.
To keep morale down, not up.
Yeah, go check Iran and morality cops.
It's, damn.
Yeah, that's a great one. They stormed his home and beat him for owning several musical instruments. They knocked on the doors, and I saw them through the window. I told my family not to open it, but one of them climbed over the gate, jumped into the yard. He unlocked the door for five more officers to storm into the house. The police ransacked the house, discovered five guitars, where he was then arrested, taken to a police station, and was severely beaten.
Wow.
The morality force said, the foreigners are gone and you cannot live with the devil's instruments anymore. They flogged him repeatedly and punched him in the face.
Well, you sure know how to bring down a mood here with this story. Goodness gracious almighty.
Right?
Yeah, this is the worst day on the web, though.
No, it gets,
that's pretty bad.
13,000 Afghans have been detained for immoral acts over the past year.
Goodness. Wow. Don't they have, like, how big are their jails? Where are they putting all these people?
No, they're pretty big.
13,000 people?
Pretty big.
Good Lord.
To be fair, we helped build a couple.
Well, yeah. They
had to process some folks.
And now they're just, all those people that got out are just putting other people in.
Yeah, they're running through.
I see how that goes.
Not great. So that's your worst day on the web.
That's a terrible day on the web.
Right?
You weren't lying. Jeez.
Want me to brighten the mood a little bit?
I would hope. Yeah.
Want to hear from a little husky boy who's got some real feelings about the Raiders?
Dude, this was.
It's not me.
If I've never. Young Danny was interviewed.
It was.
It was Time Machine Danny.
Mm.
He got it done.
We'll get to that more coming up here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. Don't ever let it be said that realistic Raider fans don't exist. We are everywhere. We are legion. We are many.
God, excuse me. I had to puke as you were saying that about Raider fans. And you started puking when you said we're realistic.
Yeah, we are. We know. ABC 13, local in Las Vegas, was out in what appears to be the concourse of a Raider game at Allegiant and finds a young man and asks him what he thinks of the Raiders this season.
If you're so into the NFL, you know your Raiders, I can tell right here. How are you feeling with the team this year?
We're not going to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I already know it.
Nailed it.
I already know it.
We got a realistic Raiders fan here. This is odd. This is the first interview I've ever had like this. The Super Bowl chances are not good, but what is it going to take for the Raiders to have a successful season, you think?
Not to get arrested.
Okay. That's definitely an interesting one. I would agree with that. Yeah, getting someone in prison, that's going to hurt the chances.
You think?
I love how we went full news guy there. Raw, yeah, don't go to prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I love how you started the segment with we're realistic, us Raider fans. And then the guy doing the interview is like, whoa, a realistic Raider fan. This is odd. The guy who covers the team in Vegas is like,
I've never had this before.
What is happening here? Danny's like, no, we are realistic.
Well, we are realistic. The problem is when you talk to the other ones, they can't enunciate words. So it's just a lot of screaming and grunting.
Yeah, that is true.
A lot of ooga booga. And
I will say that young man was very, very similar to you.
Mm.
You do start out the season just dejected.
Yeah.
Every year you're like, we're not going to be it. And then they start like 2-3 and you're like, hey, I see a path to 10-7. Mm. We could be a playoff team.
They could find a way.
They could find a way. We're only one game under 500 and we're three games into this thing. We could do it.
Look, if they're going to suck, just find a way
to
make the Chargers and Broncos miserable too. Like, they're not going to beat the Chiefs. But you can take both games to the Broncos, like last year. Suck at Broncos.
I think the kid's right, though. No arrest is probably the...
That's the bar.
That's the bar for
you. I mean, we talked to the head of HR for the Golden Knights, and I asked her about that when we had them on a couple weeks ago at PDXYZ, the idea of how difficult it is to kind of navigate that that particular hurdle in Las Vegas. And she would went from happy-go-lucky fun to, let me put on my HR pants real quick. Yes, there are some unique challenges that come with operating a franchise in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, set that bar low. No arrests is a good way to start. And then, you know, you'll come in here one morning, Monday morning, you'll come in and you'll be like, hey, I think they got a shot. And I'm going to have to be like,
I don't, though.
They don't.
They don't have the quarterback. Again, we played the game, name somebody on their defense, not name Max Crosby. And it was very difficult.
You got a Jones at corner.
There you go. Jack Jones. I'm better.
There we go.
Robert Spillane, which sounds like a made up name.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
Is that the guy that wrote the Mike Hammer book series?
Yes. Same guy.
Was that like
Mickey Spillane.
Is that a graphic novel?
Well, there was a TV show on it.
Yeah. Mike Hammer?
Yeah.
Mike Hammer?
I think that was Stacey Keach.
Somebody's plumbing break? Was the cable out?
Yeah, he was like a private detective.
Mickey
Spillane's Mike Hammer.
Oh, right. Yeah. How many stepmoms were in that TV series?
I'm here to check your pipes.
That's a different show. It's not on network TV.
All right, Mike Hammer, huh? Well, they are not going to be great this year.
No, they're not.
They're going to have hope. So what is the realistic goal that you have for your Raiders this year?
I have wanted them to suck horribly for some time now, and they keep doing this thing where it's like, nah, we're not going to be the worst.
All right, so
going into this past year,
yeah,
I wanted them to be the worst team in the league.
You sure did.
I wanted them to be the absolute worst team in the league, and I wanted them to have the opportunity to draft Caleb Williams. That's where I was. Right now, I'm like,
you would be so insufferable if that happened.
Oh, God, if Caleb ended up in Las Vegas.
You would have been we would have been like, oh, my gosh, we can't talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't talk about
it.
I mean, you would have found a way to do it. We would have been talking about, like, the Olympics, and you would have found a way to go from pole vaulting to Caleb Williams, Raiders. Mm. You would have found a way to do it. I am
not getting stuck on the pole.
So happy that happened.
No.
And the Raiders were good enough.
Wow. You wouldn't have deprived me of that?
Well, rude. I think for everybody's sanity, Danny, you would have been insufferable. Absolutely insufferable.
I've been insufferable. Insufferable. Not insufferable. I've been insufferable.
No, it wouldn't have been. It would have been like the Randy Marsh meme all season long.
Wheelbarrow and everywhere.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. There would have been a pathway to 17-0 for you right out the gate. Been like, no, I see it. It's right in front of us right here.
If I squint, it's there.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes doesn't stand a chance in the AFC West. It saved us all from that.
Have you seen this guy? So, this is the guy that everybody says is the next Patrick Mahomes.
The thing I don't want for you, though, is I don't want them to do it this year.
Sanders.
Yes. I don't want to see you suffer. At all?
I'm trying to think which quarterback would be the worst possible outcome for me going into next year. If it's Shador,
I don't want that.
Carson back.
Daryl Doucette.
Daryl Doucette, 5'7".
Yeah,
well, but he does have a higher football IQ than Patrick Mahomes.
Did you guys see the video making the rounds today of him throwing? You know, Patrick Mahomes can't do that. The guy has the worst throwing motion. It looks like me trying to throw a football. Mm.
But okay, you don't get it, bro. You're not about that flag football life. All right. You don't have it. I wonder in this. I understand what this guy was going for because he wants to be an Olympian and flag football is his life.
And it's going to take it from him because NFL washouts are going to take it from him.
Yes.
Let alone NFL stars. Like, don't worry about Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. No. Worry about the D3 guy.
No. Worry about Justin Fields when he doesn't have a team next year. And he's like, well, I guess I'll win a gold medal. And he will.
Yeah. Because in that environment, Justin Fields is a god. I run a 4.440 and I have a howitzer for an arm. Good luck.
Yeah. Just because he can't throw against NFL defenses doesn't mean he can't throw against Croatia.
Yeah. Yeah, Luka Samanić out there is not going to be the problem that you have to worry about.
No.
It's like, let's chill on this.
He's going to dice up Qatar pretty easily.
Mm. Yeah, they don't have a whole lot of height.
No.
They got some distance runners.
No, but the Daryl Doucette guy, I feel for him because he was like, this is, I know that I'm a really good flag football player. And he is a great flag football player.
Sure.
But then he said
something. Is he better than you and I? Sure.
He said something so wildly dumb that people are stopping paying attention to the Australian breakdancer. And we're like, okay, new target.
Yeah.
And that I feel bad for.
Yeah, because my God, Ray Gunn should be the target of all of your hatred.
Yeah. And there's the breakdancing community is now rallying around her.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Because they're saying.
She's a terrible person.
There are people in the breakdancing world that do agree with her artistic approach to it. If you can't physically beat them, be an artist.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Literally, this is such every other sport.
Yeah. No.
But this is, you're talking about a super niche community, right? Mm-hmm. In a niche sport. We see the gatekeeping, you know that right or wrong, they will protect their community.
Good Lord.
And it is so small. And they saw all of breakdancing was given a bad name.
Because of her.
Well.
Dogpile her. Shame her.
But.
No.
What the thing that they do is they keep that gate.
No.
And she is one of theirs.
Open the gate and let the dogs of war find her.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they should be doing. They should be naming and shaming and blaming her for everything, not protecting her.
And that's where they're going with now that what you just described is cyberbullying.
Nah. It's reality. Name, shame, blame. Move on to the next.
Yeah. Yeah. So that
she is
that
the reason why breakdancing is no longer an Olympic event.
Yeah.
Singularly.
It was a one and done. It was France's, hey, this is the sport we want. Just like flag football is going to be one and done in 2020.
But here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Had it been cool, it had an opportunity.
Yeah.
It did. Like if you had a bunch of like absolute, like if you had the.
Well, that's like trampoline. Trampoline was, I think, in the Sydney games, maybe that was the first time. But it was like. Everybody's like, okay, whoa, trampoline. And then we were like, whoa.
This is cool.
That's wild. Look at that.
Yeah. And if you had actually had people out there who are like genuinely good breakdancers.
Well, they did.
Well, no, I mean.
They had a lot of them. And I think that's why the breakdance community should be upset is because of the fact that all of the good dancers got overshadowed by quite possibly the worst dancer.
Yes. Not quite. The worst dancer.
Dude, it was Elaine Benes bad.
I mean, the memes and GIFs that have come out of that, the kangaroo pose.
Yeah.
The lean back was just
where they put her on the front cover of Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes. Because it's very much that motion.
Yeah. And it was less styled than Thriller, where they did that same thing, but pulled it off.
But like with rhythm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why it's not breakdancing. It's breaking, okay?
Yeah. The as bad as the Where the Wild Things thing, where the Wild Things Are pose was, it's the bend over and touch your toes thing. The side-to-side worm. That was the one that was like...
Which the windshield wiper is fantastic.
Oh my God, that windshield wiper is...
Somebody
whoever came up with that
mind.
First, kudos to you.
It was very well played.
I would put that on my car if I had a rear windshield wiper because it is hilarious.
So this texture says, so I don't suck at singing. It's just my artistic impression of singing. Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
See, this is what
I'm
talking
about. That's how you express
your art. Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. No, there's a level.
That's what they're
name and shame people, particularly children, so that they never, ever, ever have the hope of being successful.
Wow.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah. Damn.
All right, coming up in hour number three, we continue our college football rivalry.
Anyways, trophy. That kid was right. The Raiders are not going to win the Super Bowl this year.
The hell of a squirrel moment. All the way over to Ray Gunn. Our college football rivalry trophy. Round of 32 continues next here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.